You are needed. One person in their flow, one person orbiting at fine frequency, has got more strength than the equivalent of a million people who are not in their flow. What's happening is there is this awakening. Okay, high vibrational people who are kind of looking at the world kind of confused and going, I don't like what I see, I'm not happy. Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. Now, we are recording at the moment in the studio, as we always do, and we had a list of things that we were going to record and we haven't done any of it because every single podcast which I've recorded today has led into further questions. We've now gone on to the subject of the meaning of life. Now, when we start talking about the meaning of life, feel free to disagree. Okay, because the great thing about living in the 21st century is that this is the age, it's a new age of enlightenment. It's what I call the second renaissance. We had the first renaissance that came out of Florence with the Medici at the helm, and now we're having another renaissance right now, okay? And the great thing about the renaissance that we're living in now is freedom of information, freedom of belief and freedom of information. Now, that's not true for everybody in this world, sadly, but it's true for many people in the world, arguably the majority of people in the world. And the good thing is it's freely given. So I would like to explain to you the meaning of life the way that I like to explain it. Where do we start with this? Well, this has come out of me for the previous recordings, which are now all here for you to listen to. So I do recommend you do, talking about this wonderful aspect of the work that I do, which is called the Bazi. And the Bazi means bar, eight. Apologies to any Chinese speakers for my appalling accent, which is like non-existent. So bar means eight and Z means character. And it's a Chinese astrological chart reading. And it's kind of the absolute kind of quintessence of owning your health that I offer. And it's kind of right down very much the kind of the essence at the bottom of everything which I talk about. OK, and for anyone interested who's interested in finding out about their Bazi, there's a whole section of it on my website. And there is a free calculator which will tell you exactly what your day master is and your year animal is. And then there's all the animals are listed for free with loads of information, and all of the elements are listed for free with loads of information. So I'm giving you as much as I possibly can without you actually having to come and see me. But it all leads to the meaning of life, which is fine. So here I am. Here are my characteristics. That's quite entertaining. But why? Why am I here, and why am I going through this experience, and why am I a Yang Wood dragon, or why am I a Yin Earth rat? Like, why? Like, the question is, why? So you find yourself at this stage when I'm talking about owning your health, like the child in the back of the car going, but why, mummy? But why? But why? And in the end, you just go, oh, just because I bloody said so, that's why, because I'm sick of this. But this isn't because I said so. This is because I find this probably the most fascinating aspect of everything that I talk about, because the way that we like to describe this, and I'll sort of put it into Katie language, okay, because some of what I do is a bit of a channel from the ancients, and so, and some of it's come from faraway places. So some of it needs to be kind of refreshed into the 21st century narrative. And it also needs to be slightly westernized, because, you know, I am a British woman, and therefore I've grown up in this kind of British Western narrative in the late 20th, early 21st century. Now, this all came about because I have been basically doing the Bazis of the team of four in the room, which of course started with James and then his wife. And then he finally let me move on to his team because that's relevant to him again. So we did lovely Ollie, and Ollie was a Yang fire dragon. OK, and then we moved to Alistair, who is also a Yang fire dragon. I'm like, oh, we can't do two Yang fire dragons. So, of course, what then happened was then of the next obvious question, which is, well, hang on a minute. You've got two completely different people here doing different jobs who are both Yang fire dragons. So, Katie, like, come on, talk your way out of that one. So I did. And now I'm going to do it to camera. And the way we went with this is kind of where we are in the 21st century right now. OK, so we've got two people. Arguably, Alistair also in this room is also very much about communication, higher self. He's very much into kind of the connection. So it's a different job, but very, very similar basis. But how do you have two completely different people with a same summary chart and yet living completely different lives? Now, there's a couple of things that came in here. The first thing is you have more aspects to the Bazi chart than just the summary. OK, so that's the first thing, that actually it's eight characters and I've only read two. OK, so there's a lot more to it. That's the first thing. But let's go deeper than that, because this isn't me trying to get people to come and have a Bazi with me. Let's just keep it general, keep it to everyone. OK, so then I said, well, you've then got, it's all about why you're here. Why are you here? It's a really good question to answer, right? Why am I here? And arguably, Why am I not feeling well? Because this podcast is about health, right? So why am I talking about all this spiritual divinity, higher self stuff, when actually most of the time I'm talking about bad breath, constipation, stools, sexual dysfunction, hair loss, you know, like, hang on a minute. And now you're talking about the meaning of life. Well, yes, I am. Because if any of you've listened to one of the very first episodes I ever recorded, I talked about something called the pyramid of health, and it's an episode in itself. And just imagine, for those of you listening right now, a pyramid. And at the bottom, you have the physical body. In the middle, you have the emotional body. And at the top, you have the spiritual body. And those are the three things which need to all be balanced in order for you to be healthy. If you are not balanced in any one or more of those aspects of the triangle, you will feel it. And you will suffer. Now, this is the tricky thing about being alive and the meaning of life, is that there are two ways to learn. We can learn to balance and harmonize ourselves through inspiration and knowledge and attention to detail and, above all, awareness. Now, that's why I like to use the Gong app, which I know I talk about all the time. This Gong app, which we'll put on the comments below, Mindfulness Bell, I love them. There's probably other ones, but that's the one I like, okay? And really, they need to sponsor me, but they don't. That's fine. Okay, so Mindfulness Bell, which is the one I use, is basically every hour my phone goes gong, okay? And what that does is it's a reminder. It's like a call to action, a call to prayer, a call to go back into myself, to be aware. Okay, so rather than a call to prayer, a call to aware, because what it's allowing me to do is to be aware of myself and my patterns and what I'm doing, okay, and to be aware of how I'm behaving and the three aspects of myself. Now, that is the easy way to navigate Earth School. That's the easy way, awareness, because where the attention goes, the energy flows, and where the energy flows, the body will follow. And if you manage yourself into this goodness aspect over here, the body maintains balance. And when the body maintains balance, you will feel balanced. Okay, so when the body, on the other hand, you're not aware and you're not doing that, and you're just living your life and you're being buffeted around by everything else and messages from social media and advertising and Netflix and getting cross with people and upset with people and worried about things, that's really negative energy, which we all experience here on Earth. But it is a choice, because that's the painful way to go through life. There are two ways, the easy way and the hard way. And the hard way, weirdly, is the way that most of us navigate, which really is counterintuitive. If I said to you, do you want to live your life the easy way or the hard way? Which way do you want to go through Earth School, easy or hard? You would go easy, obviously. And yet we don't. And yet you will find that there's, you know, several billion people out there all going through the hard way process, and it's not very nice. And the thing is about the hard way is that we don't use our awareness, and our meaning of life isn't quite there because our awareness isn't quite engaged. And also the information, we've either not been exposed to the information or we've disregarded the information. And it's absolutely your choice which information you would like to listen to and which bits you would like to keep hold of and which speak to your heart and which makes sense to you and which does not. And I would always urge anyone to listen to any kind of content in this vein with your heart. And if your heart responds to it and goes, oh my God, I love that. Oh my God, I really love that. That's so lovely. If it says that, that's good information for you. If your heart goes, I don't know, I'm not comfortable about that. I don't know, that's not resonating with me. Move on. Because there'll be other people, especially in this day and age, in the 21st century information renaissance, who will be giving you the truth in a slightly different way. It's still true, okay? But they're giving it to you in a way that makes more sense to you. And as long as they're talking about high self frequency and they're giving it to you with love, it's going to be good, okay? It's all just about finding a way. So one area of owning your health, which in my opinion is a complete minefield, is the supplement market. There are so many brands of supplements out there. We know they're good for us, but it's like, oh my God, where do we start? Who do we go to? And this is why I'm really, really proud to be talking about Dr. Vegan. Now, Dr. Vegan is on a bit of a mission, just like me, because they want to help you own your health. So one of the things that we need to be very careful about is the planet. So we need to think about the packaging. We need to think about the bulking agents. We need to think about the fact things are vegan. Dr. Vegan offers all of that. No bulking agents, no toxicity. All of the packaging can be biodegradable. Everything's been scientifically proven. Everything's been tested and everything ultimately works. Now, I'm really proud to be talking about this brand, and they have a range of different supplements that you can take. They have on their website a free service, which is a free online diet profile, which has been expertly designed by nutritionists. So with that, Dr. Vegan is very happy in return for the fact that I've been banging on about them so much because they're so good to give us a 25% discount. And the 25%, you just put Brindle25 into your checkout and you will get 25% off your first order. When we are looking at these, the meaning of life in the easy way, we take the information. Now, the information was given to us by our ancestors. Because if you think about your life right now, somebody gave birth to you and someone gave birth to them and someone gave birth to them and on 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 it goes back thousands and thousands of years. And this is why in Taoism, for example, and many other religions, but I can't speak for all of them. I can only speak for the one that I consider myself to know a lot about. We have ancestral worship. Okay, because we recognize that these energy frequencies that come into our physical body are being navigated by the previous lifespans that are coming on behind us. And it's a really interesting moment in culture right now, because what's happening is there is this awakening. Okay, high vibrational people who are kind of looking at the world kind of confused and going, I don't like what I see. I'm not happy with the way that the world is. There are many people that actually are quite happy with how things are. There's many of them out there, and they're the very people that the lighter souls are kind of going, but this is wrong. This is terrible. We shouldn't be drinking these drinks full of chemicals. We shouldn't be using animals like this. We shouldn't be polluting the world like this. We shouldn't be abolishing nature like this. This is wrong. This is wrong. My heart is suffering from this. I can't bear it. This is awful. This is sad. This is upsetting me. Now, those people are the people ultimately which need to start digging deep. Because ultimately, everything is all about balance. Okay, and there's balance coming in from our ancestors from the past who have left us this coding. They've left us this information. They've coded into our very DNA strands. There's all sorts of interesting people out there talking about untapped DNA coding that we have inside us. Now, interestingly, and this is where I think this topic gets super interesting, in Chinese medicine, the DNA, okay, and the essence of yourself and the coding that comes in, okay, it's all controlled by the kidneys, all of it. The kidney is the organ responsible for all of that, all of the DNA, all the stuff that's coming from your parents and your grandparents and the great-grandmother, da-da-da-da-da, back, all of their suffering, all of their information, all of that kind of entrenched fear. Okay, oh, I won't do that. That doesn't feel right to me. Now, that might not be a life learnt lesson that I won't go and murder somebody. Okay, now, obviously, we've been taught not to, but equally, you wouldn't. Okay, you wouldn't. And some people would, but like the majority, you wouldn't. Why? Because there's an ancestor behind you that they've lived through that. There will be some female down the track that had her husband or her child brutalized in front of her, okay, while she was pregnant. All that gets coded through. It's all sitting in the kidney resonance. Now, the kidneys in Chinese medicine are all about your connection to ancestors. They are, okay, but they're also connected to your lifespan, your 7-year cycle of living, okay, which ultimately concludes with the exit point of this lifespan, which is when you come out of this lifespan. And if you've navigated Earth School correctly, you have learned your lessons, okay? But there's this extra sphere where you can learn your lessons, but there's an advanced coding if you wish to have it. You can learn your lessons and clear all the ancestral pain at the same time. Okay, and if there's enough of us doing it, then what you will find is that these ancestors go higher and higher and higher up to the light as we free them, because we're alive. So we have the opportunity to clear karma. We have the opportunity to clear the debts that sit within the family line. You know, in the olden days, they would say, make your father proud. I mean, it's quite sexist, but it'd be like, make your father proud. Be a man. Go and fight for your king and country. You know, make this family proud of what you've done. And in Eastern medicine, you will find that children that serve their families and bring great honour to their families, or the opposite, shame to the families. I mean, even in Downton Abbey, they talk about this, because Phoebe ran off with the driver, didn't she? And they went mental. And we're all watching that 20, because, oh, for God's sake, you bunch of snobs, it's fine. She loves him. It's great. He's actually really hot as well, so who can blame her? Right. Well, he was. Right, I quite fancy. Anyway, so the point is, sorry, Mr. Brendel, I mean, obviously no one compares to you, but you know. Anyway, so basically, but she ran off with the bloody driver, didn't she? And it was, oh my God, the shame, the stain upon the family honour. Now that sounds really weird in the 21st century, right? But it meant something in the olden days, because the ancestors would be literally rolling in their graves this stain on the family name. Now, but this actually, if we bring this into the 21st century, is we're alive. Our ancestors gave us life. So this is filial piety. We owe it to them, because we have the capacity to clear it. So we can clear any stains and shames, and we can also celebrate the good, the wins, you know, the ones that went off to war and the women that changed the world, and she had 15 children and the family expanded as well. All this stuff, all the old-fashioned stuff, it all sounds so out of date, but it's actually super relevant, because what we need to do is clear the decks. It's like an arcade game where it's kind of going zhing, 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 and it's going lighter and lighter, and they're going up and up the ancestral train. So all the heavy stains on the family, all low energy, and these poor trapped souls are going, oh my God, I want to get to the light, oh my God. And they're like, please, my child down there on earth, will you release me? I'm stuck and it's horrendous. And then the ones that have done the good stuff are like quite high anyway, because they've done good stuff, right? And they're like, we're high in the light, we're the guides, it's really great, we can tell you all about it, but we want to go even higher and then we can guide you even more. So all the enlightened people need to do is just release the karma and go, right, I'm going to release you all to the light. It's all great. Anyone that's done anything wrong, you're all forgiven. Let's just do blanket forgiveness. I'm really sorry that you were like some militant fascist nightmare, or that you murdered 10,000 people, because ultimately we're where we are, right? We are where we are. And we, as the conscious, enlightened people, we need to now sit here and take ownership of this and go, right, there is a shit show going on in this world right now. There are a load of crazy people out there doing crazy things. And we're not going into that because that's negative, right? We, as positive people, need to be positive. So first step, forgive everything and everyone. First of all, yourself, okay? That's the most important thing, okay? Forgiveness is key, because forgiveness, funny enough, James, back to you, is all in the wood element, which is what you are. So forgiveness is sitting in the wood. Why? Because the wood is the blueprint of the soul. And the blueprint is about leaving a legacy. So we, as early 20th century conscious beings, need to go, right, I've got it. I am a positive person. Okay, so what do I need to do to offset the fact that there is a bunch of crazy nutcases out there who are really negative, okay? And they're not doing great things for the world, okay? Like anyone that's chucking plastic into the sea, or anyone that's kind of saying that it's okay. E.g., there's only 1% of the ocean protected right now. Like, who came up with that great idea? I don't know. That means 99% of the oceans are at liberty to be used by any corporation as much as they like. That's the kind of negativity. But what we don't do is start fixating on that. What we do is we go into our positivity. And how do we do that? We engage with the ancestors, because they are in your, they're up there, high up into the light, okay, in the ascended state, but they are also in the incended state. They are in your DNA coding. They are. They're right there. And all you have to do is tap into it. How do you do that? Well, it's in the kidneys, as I said. So what does that mean? Well, the kidneys have got two opposite energy frequencies. Remember I talked about the easy way and the hard way, okay? Now, the hard way is what the kidneys have been experiencing in the last couple of thousand years. Because once upon a time, we actually quite enjoyed living on Earth. I mean, it was a bit like David Attenborough. I mean, it was brutal, okay, but it was also beautiful. I mean, anyone that sat in the garden on a summer's day without a care in the world for 5 minutes will know how nice that feels. Okay, so just remember that, like the bird song and bees, and it's the right temperatures, a little breeze, and it's perfect, okay? Right, it was beautiful. It was brutal, but beautiful. Okay, lifespans were short, but you learn fast, okay? Now, we're in this evolved state. We've got long lives. We've got information. We can start to create the beauty again. So the kidneys were, for the last couple of thousand years, basically ruled by the low frequency of the kidneys, which is fear. Now, what does fear do? Fear does this. Straight down. Oh, frozen in fear. Frozen in fear. That's what's happened. We've been frozen in fear. And what does that do? It's frozen the DNA codes. Why? Because these ancestral DNA lines, which are fine, fine, fine ancestral heritage, fine, fine frequencies, fine, fine from the source, they're really light. So they get drowned out. They get frozen out super quickly because they're really sensitive. Like this, like tick, 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 like this, like little Tinkerbell, like woo, 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 like this. So they get frozen up just like that. Okay, and then the whole thing's like that. So it's like we've been in one giant great ice cube, okay, for like the last couple of thousand years. And here we all are waking up with, funnily enough, global warming, which is obviously a horrendous thing, but the kind of, there's an energetic warming that's going on. So that fear is finally starting to release, because the majority of the world does, if nothing else, have freedom of information. We do have that. There's a lot of not great stuff going on right now, but we do have that. Not everyone, most of us. So what does that mean? It means back over here on my left-hand side, which is the easy way, this is wisdom. And that's the high vibration of the kidneys. And that is what our ancestors have given us. Why? Because we have an expression, older and wiser. Well, if you've got several hundred years or several thousand years worth of legacies of people that gave birth to you, which is exactly what's been going on, and they're all piling up behind you, okay, you have got a huge amount of wisdom that has been coded through your DNA lines in these fine frequencies held in your DNA strands. And all you need to do is open up to them. And how do you do that? Wisdom. Wisdom. It's a fine frequency. And how does the wisdom work? Well, the wisdom is thawed by unconditional love. It's like, oh, yes. And the wisdom starts to open up when we're released, when we're open, okay, when our hearts start to open to the truth and we start to think, hang on a minute, this is starting to make complete sense. So rather than being held in the pain narrative, which is the pain and the fear, which is the low energy, anger, pain, worry, gripping onto things, not grief, not being able to let go, this is trapping us, okay? Whereas what we actually can have the option to do, rather than being in that negative narrative down there, is to be over here in this fine frequency, okay, where we're accessing and coding into the introversion, going into our DNA, okay, to the incension, into our bodies, where we can start to release ourselves into the easy way. So it's a very important thing for anyone listening to this podcast that really wants to go all the way through owning your health from, I need to improve my circulation. Okay, I need to stay in the high energy sphere. Okay, and I need to stay in these high vibes. Okay, and I need to be using my gong to remind myself to do it. The reason why ultimately we are in this position right now is that anybody who wishes to be a positive influence on the earth right now, and I'm sure that is anybody listening to this podcast, because why else would you be doing otherwise, is to make sure that we shine our light bright. Many of the masters will say that one person in their flow, one person orbiting at fine frequency with an open heart, working through wisdom, working with their ancestral heritage to ensure that the world is in a good place, actually has got more strength than the equivalent of a million people who are not in their flow. Because when you're not in your flow, you're controlled by fear and you're down here and you're stuck. Okay, so the one enlightened person is a million people over here. One person here, a million people here. So if there's 9 billion people in the world, you only need 9,000 people. That is not that many. James, we need 9,000 people committing to this right now. So you go off and be your woody self and make that happen. Right, and you go, yeah, I will, with all my fires around me. Right, so, but basically, that's all that needs to happen. 9,000 people need to get fully enlightened and in their flow. And then guess what? Balance. Balance. And that ultimately is this amazing moment, which we've called the meaning of life. And I know I've slightly rambled on this one, but it's super interesting stuff, is the meaning of why we're going through this. So the thing that I urge everyone to do listening to this cast right now is to remember that pain and your suffering and your health, because ultimately, how do you get to this truth? What makes you step up? What makes you go, do you know what? I'm going to go, I'm going to be one of those 9,000 people. Actually, I want to die lighter than a feather and I want to be part of the solution and not the problem. And that's key. Do you? Do you want to be part of the solution or do you want to be part of the problem? And there's no judgment from me because I've used plastic bottles. You know, here's a cup, here's a can, you know, here's me, I've got the tube, blah, blah, blah. You know, we're all part of the problem to a certain extent. But ultimately, it's a balancing act. Do you want to be part of the solution? And if the answer is, yeah, it's like, actually, it's not that hard. OK, because what happens is to be part of the solution can be by recognising your health and any imbalances in your health as indeed that. Oh, hang on, my health's not quite right. There's an imbalance. I'm not sleeping well. My menstruation's gone wrong. My hair's falling out. I'm really moody with my partner. Whoa, hang on. That's me. That's my health. What am I not doing right? Ah, into the barzy I go. Ah, Katie, that's your earthy nature. James, that's your wood. You know, it's like, it's where we are, okay? It's you guys with your fires. You've gone off balance. Your dopamine levels have gone down. It's like, shit, I need to go back up. In comes the gong. Right, hang on, back into my higher state I go. And then you find the meaning of life. And once you've understood that and you've understood that you are your universe needs you, your ancestors need you, you are needed. So therein lies The Meaning of Life by Katie Brindle. So ultimately, the meaning of life, according to Katie, is to shine your light bright in unconditional love to all around you at all times. To remind yourself to do so, because you will forget, by checking in with something like a gong each day, each hour to remind you. Why? Because the key message here is to do it no matter what. And no matter what is the bit that we're here to learn to do. And if you can do that, you get your A+, everyone's happy, you're going to leave the world in a much better state than when you found it, and we can all rest in peace. So please don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and also please Spotify us on Spotify, and tell your friends, by the way, we haven't written that. Tell everyone! Only nice people, though. Please don't be horrible to me. And leave your comments on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.
Own Your Health is a Viral Tribe production.